Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are forever grateful for you choosing us out of all of the podcasts out there. We really hope that something is said that will motivate and inspire you to live your dreams, whatever that may be, whether it's starting a new business, going back to school, or just becoming a better you. I hope that we are helping you make your dreams become your reality. So I hope you enjoy the show. Please don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. Your feedback makes us better. So thanks again for checking us out. Hope you enjoy the show. Hello, guys. Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick. Thanks for joining us. And we're here with Antonio, as usual. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself there, Tempest?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's cool. So we've both had a good idea to try to pump out a few episodes during this holiday season so we can, give to our listeners as you guys give to us. And, you know, we got some folks like me and Tempest, we love podcasts. So we are avid listeners of podcasts, and we definitely want to, people like me, like I've been listening to podcasts this entire holiday. So, somebody like me is going to be listening to these podcasts. Right? At least I think so. Yeah. Got my son with me, my oldest boy. Give me five, buddy. Yeah, you want to say something so they can hear you? Thousands of people hear you? You shrug your shoulders? I want you to say hi or something.
Hi.
Say it louder.
Hi.
It's all right. Give me five. All right. I'll have him featured on another podcast. Got him with me. He wants to. Is it daddy to me? Can I record with you? So yeah, sure, buddy. You sure can. He's 7 years old. He's a great guy. All right, let's go, Tim.
All right. So today's topic is selfishness versus selflessness.
Right. That's right. Selflessness versus selfishness.
Right.
Okay. Cool. So much to cover. Well, keep this podcast short, but I won't take any meat off the bone. We'll give you all the meat. So much to cover here. You got some questions for me?
Yeah. So can you explain the difference between the two?
Oh, yeah. So in order to, okay, so you have selfishness and you have selflessness. Is that what we're talking about? Did I say that right? Selflessness and selflessness? So selflessness is when you give to yourself or give of yourself so much so you don't worry about yourself. Selfishness is the exact opposite of that. Now, it would seem on the outside that in order to be successful, you need to be selflessness, right? You need to be thinking without yourself and give yourself to others. This is true, very true, especially when you want to get to wealth, you want to help more people. As a matter of fact, I think my son can answer this question. All right, you ready, buddy? Okay. Like, he's nervous, okay? Say it loud for him. How do you get rich?
By helping people get rich.
That's right. Give me a high five. Were you able to hear him, Tiffin? You able to hear him?
Yeah.
So, as you can tell, my son's 7, but I've been teaching him wealth and law of attraction and all sorts of things since he's about 3. And I have a 3-year-old too, and he's learning it right now. So yeah, basically you want to be able to be so unselfish in which you help others. However, you also need to be selfish to be successful. Now, I know I just threw a lot of people off, so we're going to have to dig into that. So I guess you can ask me a question and I'll dig into it.
Well, you can go ahead because that was my next question anyway.
Well, okay, here's the deal. So you cannot be successful without being selfish. It's just impossible. You must be selfish in order to be successful, but not selfish in the negative way, not selfish with negative energy. But you have to love yourself. You're going to have to learn how to take time for yourself. You're going to have to learn how to steal away from people and pour into yourself first? How can you give yourself when you don't have any self at all? Does that make sense, Tempest?
You
have to be able, like, so there's so many different ways you can do this. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is a very selfish thing to do. We don't think of it as selfish, but it is selfish. It's just a selfish thing with positive motives. It's a very selfish thing to do. You're saying, I'm not going to buy this book, or I'm not going to get this knowledge for everybody else. I'm going to get it for me first. When I get it for me first, then you do what? I'll go out and give it to everybody else. So you cannot be successful without being selfish. Now, you have to have a balance between this selfishness, and it has to be with correct motives. It has to be with the positive vibe. You must be selfish. Like me, every Monday morning, Tempest schedules in my phone, which is my calendar, but I use a digital calendar. Every Monday morning, it says Tony's Think Time. Am I right, Tempest?
Yes.
And so, why did I? Do you remember when I came to you and told you about that?
Yeah. So you told me that it's been so much of your week pouring into everyone else. By the time Monday rolls around, you're completely exhausted, and you just need time to recharge. So you asked me to find a day where you can just be for you, so you can go, you know, kind of spend time with yourself and get poured into and have, you know, time to recharge.
Wow, that's just hearing that made me feel good. And for some people, you mean, oh my God, that's so selfish. How can you stick? No, but why do you want to spend time with his family? No. All these things are no. You have to spend time with you. How can you love your family properly if you don't even love yourself properly? How can you love your business properly if you don't even love yourself properly? And matter of fact, how can you love your spouse, your significant other, when you don't love yourself? So it started off, I told Tempest, well, listen, do me from 9 to 11, Tony's Think Time. And it was a secret location. And Tempest normally knows where I'm at, but I said I was going to pick some location where you won't even know where it's at. The people won't know me, and I'll just sit there and concentrate on whatever it is that day. And then if I want, I'm going from 9-11 to 7 in the morning to 11, and then from 7 in the morning to 2. So I have set aside for me once a week where I just block out this huge block where no one can get to me. Why? Because my 7-year-old son is, I'm no good to him if I am no good to myself. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm no good, and I hope you guys are hearing me. He just spit out the answer. Well, when I asked him, how do you get rich? He says, well, by making other people rich. Of course. But how can I have taught him such a high level of wealth mindset if I didn't have a wealthy mindset myself? So right now, my 7-year-old, and I don't mean, I'm going to say this with the greatest of respect, but my 7-year-old has more of a wealthy mindset than I had when I was 20. Mm. So we have to be able to be selfish and take your time back so you can pour into you and you can give to others. Think of yourself like this. You're an empty vessel. And so when you walk out into the world, you're this cup. And by the time it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you didn't empty your cup out to everybody because you didn't start your cup off with 100%. You started your cup off with 20%. So now by the time it's 9 o'clock at night, you're so drained. The first thing you do is you walk inside and you tell your kids, just go in the room. Daddy's tired. Mama's tired. Just whatever. And so you don't have enough energy. Why? Because you didn't pour into yourself in the beginning. Now, on the flip side, this selflessness, you have to be careful with this. You should, in order for you to be truly wealthy, you're going to have to put everybody before you. But that is not to say that you need to be carrying people's crosses, right? That's a religious term. Basically, in fact, look, the only way I can explain this properly is to explain religious term. If you're not religious or not, that's okay. Just take the concept from what I'm about to say. So in Christianity, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah, the King, Jesus Christ carries his cross and bears on the sins and infirmities and all the weaknesses of the entire nation. The entire world. And he dies carrying other people's problems. Now, In Christianity, this is a very good thing because the story ends, he rises again, and man is set free because he himself has been set free. Now, just take this concept real quick. So if you want to die before you reach your dreams, you start to carry everybody else's problem. Does that make sense? Because I sure hope that hit home real hard. Because if the goal for you is to die for everybody else, and for you to have to go to a grave while they are pardoned and while they take on your blessings because you were that very nice, then only be selflessness. That's it. Here's how you find that in the real world today. People who can't say no. You're so nice that you take on tasks and you can't say no about them. Tempest, do you know something about that, right? You used to struggle with that. You don't anymore, but you used to struggle with that, remember?
I think I still struggle with that.
Well, okay, so tell us about that. Like, or tell us you used to struggle with it or you don't struggle with it as much. Either way, you used to struggle with that. Why don't you give us some insights about how not saying no hurts you?
Well, you kind of touched on it earlier. You give so much of yourself away that you have no time for you. Or at the end of the day, you're so exhausted and you got a lot of stuff done, but you didn't get anything done for yourself. So you're helping everybody else do what they need to do, but then your life is a mess because you don't say no. So, I mean, I do still struggle with that, but you have to. I mean, like you said, you have to take care of yourself. Like, if you don't take care of you, then who is? So you can't keep putting everybody's needs before yours, and then you have no time or no energy for your own self, you know?
Right. So. Absolutely right. So I'm glad you went there. So two things, and we'll end this podcast. First off, guys, on your jobs, I need you to understand that it is not okay. Let me slow down to create the dramatic pause, to create the tension, so to draw you in. Okay, now you're there. You're with me. Lean in and check this out. It is not your boss's job to make you wealthy. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter if you make six figures. The way the system is set up, it's set up that you're going to work to make whatever system you're in more wealthy while your needs are met. Even if they're over met, it is not your job. It's not your boss's job, your employer's job to make you wealthy. It is not. And if you leave it up to them, if you let them make you wealthy enough to retire, then they'll let you retire after working 40 years, and you're retired when you're 65. That's the way the system is set up. Now, what does that have to do with this? You have to learn how to be selfish enough to start putting your money aside and investing it in yourself, whether it be 10% every paycheck or 20% every paycheck like I do and Tempest does. You're going to have to learn to be selfish. Why? Because how dare you work on your boss's dream and then get home at 9:30 at night and go, I'm too tired to work on my own dreams. That is unacceptable, and it is not a life worthy of you. Unacceptable. You should always be working on your dreams. You should be selfish enough to be working on your dreams, not with negativity, but with positive vibes. You have to be able to do that. Also, the second thing and the last thing, successful people, they don't have a problem with saying no. It's not that they're rude and narcissistic, although some of these traits of narcissism can work in leadership. It's not that they're just being narcissistic. It's not that they're being cold-hearted. If they understand that their time is precious and what you have asked of them will take them off the focus of their goal, of their task, of their day, of the win that they have set before them. And so why would they give frivolous energy to something that does not make them better? Listen, guard yourselves from energy leaks. Because the more you're leaking energy in places that do not make you look good, be good, act good, and get wealthy. It's the more you will be unsuccessful, average, below average, and sink into discouragement, eventually get into depression, and then die full of dreams when you were born to die empty. Those are my final thoughts.
All right, guys, there you have it. Thanks once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. If you have a comment or a suggestion, feel free to rate and comment below, or you can email us at info@unchurchedchurch.com, or you can also tweet Antonio at RevTonyWAU. Once again, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to rate and comment. We love your feedback, and that actually helps us make this better for you. So thanks again. Have a great day.
All right. You want to tell them bye, buddy? Say bye. Take care.
Bye.
All right. He said bye. Thank you guys for coming out. Remember, positive vibes only.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's RevTony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you, and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. So we definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.